Thank you very much, Chair. Allow me to begin by congratulating you and highlighting the commitment that we have witnessed in your team and yourself as you have led this important work. You have sought to encourage proactive participation and to create open dialogue spaces, and this has enabled us to pinpoint common denominators and common ground between delegations here present. Guatemala aligns itself with the statements made by Colombia and Argentina on behalf of a group of states. And in our national capacity, we would now like to say the following. Chairman, as states parties to the CCW, we believe that all states parties should understand the complexities and difficulties that are inherent in this process, and that therefore we should maintain as our main goal the purpose of implementing one of the primary goals of the CCW, which is the principle that prohibits the use in armed conflicts of arms, projectiles, and methods of warfare, which are of a nature likely to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. Chairman, our delegation believes that the draft report that you have presented is a good basis for achieving a positive result, which will allow us to continue discussing this important topic. While we do recognize the difficulties that remain and the realities that we face, we think that discussing this objectively is very useful for all those of us who desire to live in peace, especially in light of the very tangible threats posed by these weapon systems. Chairman, Guatemala is an advocate of general and complete disarmament negotiations for disarmament under strict and effective international control. And we would like to reiterate our position, which is there needs to be a mandate for establishing a legally binding instrument under the framework of this convention, and it would contain prohibitions and regulations regarding autonomous weapon systems. And this is why we're in favor of the negotiation of a protocol. Chairman, we would like to offer you all our support for this